This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. More likely than not, that t-shirt you're hanging out in today wasn't made in the U.S. Some companies are trying to change that, manufacturing clothes here. American Giant is one of them. The company makes t-shirts that'll run you $36. Hoodies that cost nearly 90 bucks, not cheap. They start with cotton grown here. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge has our story.
The head of American Giant, Byard Winthrop, is checking out the fabric at Carolina Cotton Works in Gaffney, South Carolina. This heavy cotton cloth for his line of hoodies and sweatpants has just been washed and dried and is ready to head to the cutters and sewers.
Maritime blue. So you can see it's a really dark, dark blue. And feel this. Feel this.
Winthrop has run several other business ventures, including those with products that were made mostly in China. He travels back and forth between North and South Carolina to check on various production elements for his American Giant line of clothing. His sources for cotton and yarn are domestic, and the company's dyeing and sewing work is also done in the U.S. Winthrop says this gives him a more hands-on view of his apparel business, so he can pay attention to the smallest detail.
I think we have taken maybe a different approach to new product in that we have a pretty narrow, pretty focused line.
That focused line means the company makes only casual cotton clothes in solid colors that are sold only online with a lifetime guarantee and a higher price tag than your average chain store t-shirts and sweatpants.
And so each one of the pieces that we put out into the market, it's almost like letting go of a child.
American Giant, started in 2011, seems to have embraced the rebirth of the Made in America movement at the right time. Trevor Little is an apparel technology management expert at North Carolina State University's College of Textiles. He has seen success come from the model American Giant is using.
American Giant's really smart because they're looking at the whole cost and then being able to make smaller quantities and deliver it quickly to the consumer.
Still, Little says the marketplace is very competitive. Most apparel sold in the U.S. is made overseas.
Amazon has now got its own line of products to compete with brands that are already on Amazon. And so the competition, the business competition side, is dynamic. It's always changing. Whatever that customer wants.
And on Amazon, you can find a wide variety of hoodies, some for $10 or $15. American Giant is betting that shoppers will continue to have a taste for its $89 classic full-zip cotton men's hoodie. Still, it wasn't a sure bet that American Giant could find a domestic company to sew its apparel. Brian Morrell is the general manager of Eagle Sportswear in Middlesex, North Carolina. Morrell says he didn't want to make the American Giant line at first. Too costly, too much needlework. He eventually changed his mind, but he continues to try and cut down on how much time it takes to make each hoodie.
We've increased efficiencies and changed some engineering, and we're down below in the 43-minute area now, but it's still a lot of time when you're looking at your regular hoodie that you would buy at a store.
The partnership has been good for Eagle Sportswear. The company's workforce has almost doubled since it started sewing American Giant apparel, from 98 to nearly 200 workers. In North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.